This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. France saw countrywide rallies defending free speech and secularism on Sunday, while the government discussed a stronger response to Islamist extremism following the brutal killing of a French schoolteacher late last week. Thousands of protesters wearing protective masks assembled in Paris following Friday's beheading of middle school history teacher Samuel Petit, who was killed in a Paris suburb as he headed home from class. Nearly a dozen people are being held for questioning in Petit's killing, including the family of the suspect, an 18-year-old Chechen refugee. Police shot the suspect to death shortly after he allegedly stabbed and decapitated his victim. The incident comes less than a month after a Pakistani immigrant stabbed two people outside the former headquarters of the magazine Charlie Hebdo, the target of a brutal terror attack in 2015. The magazine had published cartoons of Islam's Prophet Muhammad. A suicide bomber has detonated his explosives-packed vehicle outside a provincial police headquarters in central Afghanistan, killing at least 15 people and wounding more than 150 others. Afghan officials have condemned today's attack in Ghor province as an act of terrorism. They say most of the victims were civilians. The powerful blast also damaged nearby government offices. The head of the provincial hospital told VOA that a number of injured people are in critical condition, meaning the death toll from the incident could rise. No group has claimed responsibility, although the Afghan Interior Ministry has blamed Taliban insurgents for the attack. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.